Let's open the Only in Laguna file.
All right. It's time for the Only in Laguna file. I'm joined today by Arena and apparently my son, who is screaming and making noises in the background. What's up, Arena?
Oh, hi, Zach. Your son says he misses you.
I miss him, too. You guys should come visit Daddy at work today.
Maybe.
All right. Well, today we're doing the Only in Laguna file. Thanks so much for taking a break, feeding our child. He'll be okay. All right. So the theme today is fraud and scam. Here's the first one I got for you. This happened on Sunday, January 21st. Virginia Way at 4:33 p.m., the reporting party says that a named subject just sent over $2,000 to someone who had claimed to be from the police department. The person told the subject that they had a bench warrant for their arrest. What do you think about that? You think that's a good idea? Pretend to be a police officer? Ask for money?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is really sad because that happens so often, but... No, this is not a good idea. Don't do that to people. That's a really bad thing to do. Scam people like that. Aww.
Yeah, and this is also, you know, a public service announcement. Just do not pull over if you're alone. You know, when you're traveling and you're in places you don't know or in back roads, back country, never pull over for a police officer unless you get to a public place. You know that, right? You know that, right, Arena?
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. Anybody can pretend to be a police officer.
Okay, but what if there's no plaza for like next 20 miles and I'm in the middle of Texas?
If you are suspicious of the vehicle behind you, you call 911 and you tell them, hey, I'm going to drive to a public location before I pull over for this officer. Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, well, I actually learned something new today.
You're welcome. All right, here's the next case of fraud. The Laguna Beach Police Department releases a statement on scam that threatens your life if you don't pay up. This is really interesting. So, would-be victims are receiving emails from a person claiming to be a hitman or woman who tells them they have an order to kill them. In order to save themselves from their impending doom, victims are directed to deposit funds via Bitcoin into an account in order to find out information about who issued the order. The hitman often offers supposed learning resources by directing victims to Google information regarding Bitcoins. So that is just brilliant. I'm sorry. I don't condone this behavior either, but if somebody told me... I'm glad that they put a statement out about this, because if someone told me that someone put a hit out on me, first of all, I would assume it to be you. And then I would definitely pay to find out for sure.
Oh my gosh. No, seriously. I would probably laugh if somebody said that, because I'd be like, look, I'm not that important. So that's obviously a joke.
Yeah, you don't really have a good life insurance policy. I'm working on it, though. You're safe for now, Arena.
Okay, but also look, there is a Bitcoin is in action. What's up with that? What happens to a regular American green dollars?
This
now
proves,
Bitcoin is taking over.
This proves
the world.
That Bitcoin is only used for criminal activity. Okay, I'm just kidding. I don't know anything. All right, thank you so much for joining me today, Arena, on the Only in Laguna file. I'll see you for breakfast in a little bit.
That sounds wonderful.
Have
we
a great day.
Bye.
Give Leland a hug for me.
To get in a hug
and a kiss. He's been a good boy.
Okay.
And a spanking.
Bye-bye.
And a spanking.
Anything else?
No. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was the Only in Laguna file on KX93.5. You're listening to Laguna's Only FM. We will bring you another crime story from behind the orange curtain on Friday. Now back to generational alt rock.